once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
It wasn't an accident. He did it
on purpose.
I don't know what the answer is. You'd better
ask
somebody else. So you
ask him.
And he says, why, you've
asked.
Every time they meet, they get into
quarrel.
What do you call it?
Fight.
Fight. Those boys like to
fight.
They have
fought.
A funny picture's on the blackboard. The teacher asked who
drew.
If somebody aims a large knife at somebody else and they wound them, what do you call that? He did what?
Stabbed him.
If you're going to lift something like a piece of machinery or something up on a roof, you might use pulleys and blocks and a rope to
hoist
it up. And what are some of the different kinds of needlework that you've done?
Crewel embroidery and tatting and crochet. And I know how to do the needlepoint, but I haven't done any yet. Where we went up there this summer, she was making needlepoint pictures, and they were just beautiful. But I said I didn't know if I'd ever get them finished and get them framed and all like she had her. Some of them cost $8 and $10 just to put the frame on them. She had one picture there. She said it would cost over $25 besides the work that she did on it. Beautiful.
I made one this summer.
Needlepoint?
Mm-hmm. But it is expensive. I think just the materials cost about $12. Plus it took me a month to do
it. Well, it was right good size, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Well, these pillows that I have made, throw pillows kind of for my bed,
mm-hmm.
I have all the material and have embroidered them. That's what they call that crewel embroidery, when you use this wool thread on this mesh. But I've never pressed them. I had my leg broken and I couldn't stand up to press them, so I just have never made the inner pillows, nor put the fringe on them or anything. Yeah, I just got the embroidery done.
Well, that's the main part of the work.
Yeah, I have a beautiful picture in there that I told Mildred I'd make for her. It's about this big. But I'm going to embroider it and let her stretch it and frame it. She bought it for me when I had my leg broken just sitting around, but I told her, I said, no, I'll fix this one for you.
How you broke your leg? Well, I did hear that story.
Well, I went over to B.I.'s. We'd been to Bible study. We go to Bible study every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we came back by there to see him, and we were going down the steps. And he was on one side of me, and Tom was on the other. I generally hold the railing going down. But neither one of them was holding me, and I wasn't holding either. We were talking and walking down, and I thought I was on the bottom step. And I lacked one. There was just a short distance between the last step and the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I
not
had
a real whole step.
No,
just
about a half a step. And I thought, I was just kind of glanced down. I thought, well, that was the last step. And I had on sandals, too. And they don't protect your ankles, Bertha Nickel. So down I went and broke my leg right above. You see how swelled it is?
Uh-huh.
Right along there.
I thought it was your hip. I don't know where I got that.
Oh, no, it was that leg. And my feet hanging down. I had to lay on this davenport in here with both of my feet up above my head. For law, they said either that or go to the hospital.
You mean you didn't go to the hospital?
No, I didn't go to the hospital.
Was it in a cast?
It was in a cast. But this was after I took the cast off. This swelled, this is the biggest thing you ever saw. And he thought of, what kind of leg is that you call it when you...